You need to listen to your heartbeat.
About a dozen students, mostly elementary age, gathered around 4-H Culture Camp coordinator Deanna Beyer. They had their drums that they made from fake leather stretched over embroidery hoops. They could barely contain their excitement or their drumming as she explained how to beat in time to a traditional dance.
So you need to pay attention to what's inside you.
Thursday was the last day of camp. Beyer spent 3 days teaching students about area fish, insects, and birds. She led them in traditional dances and helped them make traditional crafts. She also taught them to make herbal lotions and salves.
So we go outside and we identify different medicinal plants and we harvest them and we make lotions. This one is the healing salve.
The goal of activities like these was to give students a deeper understanding of their heritage.
Some of the dances that have been forgotten, the storytelling, the just bringing back the values of, you know, sharing with others and taking care of our elders and respecting nature and not over-harvesting the fish or the plants, you know, all of those are essential.
For 5-year-old Kyson Romandos, camp was as much about playing outside as it was about making crafts.
Sewing this in. And then climb the trees and do my drum over there, bang on it, and then play in the rain and get wet.
As the campers practiced gymnastics and played tag, between learning about the salmon life cycle and making dance fans, it was clear they were having a good time. But as camp drew to a close with a village potluck, everyone settled down to show the community the traditional dances they learned.
Ali, Ali, Ali.
Then they handed out their herbal salves to the elders and sat down to a meal of mousse, berry pie, and a gudeg. In Clark's Point, I'm Avery Lill.